ABC Radio Australia.
We start in Fiji, where the National Sports and Olympic Committee, FASTANOC, has been holding talks with the Prime Minister with a view to putting in a bid to host the 2031 Pacific Games. More immediately, FASTANOC is busy preparing for the Commonwealth Youth Games in August and then the Pacific Games in Honiara in November. Underpinning those preparations is a new drive to raise brand awareness about sports outside the dominant rugby codes. The strategy to be rolled out over the next decade is based on four pillars: the athletes, the national federation, strategic collaboration, and internal governance. Overseeing all this is the new chief executive of FASTANOC, former sailor, swimmer, triathlete, and va'a racer, Vanessa Kilner. And unlike the Fiji Rugby Union and the Fiji NRL, her organisation has not come under scrutiny from the new government.
FASTANOC is quite independent. We don't come under government. We have to remain separate. We have to have autonomy because that's just how IOC operates. But at the end of the day, it's all about governance. We have our General Assembly every single year. We're independently audited. We're governed by IOC through ONOC. So can we acquit? You know, can we raise the funds? Are we able to say where our funds are going? Absolutely. But we have to. We're managed by a board. So there's multiple layers that FASTANOC goes through.
One of the issues that has been raised in Fiji recently is the way that perhaps the rugby codes are cherry-picking talent, say, for example, from track and field athletics, and some will make it as rugby players, be it rugby union, rugby league, rugby sevens. Most will not. Is that a concern for you, that this kind of poaching, if you like, goes on and it perhaps needs to be more controlled?
I'm not sure that we can control athletes that switch codes. Sports is all about passion, eh? And dreams are different for people. And some people, they change their codes because they know that they'll get there quicker to achieve their dream. And yes, while it is a concern, I don't think we can stop it. What we can do, though, is strengthen the brand of athletics. And this is what I talk about, is strengthening our brand. How do we actually strengthen all of the other sports? First, to grow the base, and second, to keep them. But if athletes are switching codes and switching sports, we just have to encourage them, because at the end of the day, they're still physical, eh? They're still representing Fiji. There's still talent that they're showcasing. The trick, though, for the individual sports is how do they keep that talent? And we can't do that for them. That's not a mandate. And that's why I say, you know, my blanket strengthening the brand is about growing awareness of the sports. Why do I need to do that? To increase the participation.
What about the role that high performance plays in all this? What do you think of where Fiji is at in terms of providing high performance training, high performance backup for athletes in whatever sport they happen to be in? I mean, is there more that needs to be done? Does there need to be a national centre established?
So that's a hot topic right now. Obviously, rugby has high performance centres. I understand that football has academies. And on our path to Brisbane 32, it's something that we're all talking about. So in FASTANOC, we have a high performance commission, and that's made up of all these trainers, Olympians. They come together, and what they do is they provide services to all of these other sports. They provide S&C coaching. They provide technical information. Where do we want to go? We have a long way to go in terms of high performance. What we've got so far, we've managed. We've managed and we've produced some awesome athletes. Is it enough? It's not. And so we've just come out of the ONOC General Assembly in Brisbane, and it was a discussion that we started and we will continue to have, because it is the pathway to Brisbane 32 and beyond, basically. So the discussion now is around, do we have a centre? Where is that centre? How does it happen? Do we actually establish the centre in Australia? Do we send our people in Australia? So all of that is open discussion right now. And as soon as something comes up, I'll be sure to let you know. But we all agree that high performance is key. We all agree that whatever we've been doing in the past, we cannot repeat it and expect a different outcome. And so I think you will start to see a shift into the high performance space from Fiji as a country and as well as the sports in general. So, you know, I mean, even rugby has offered their high performance center, their technical people to all the other sports, which is amazing because it truly means that we're one sporting family.
And looking to the future, 2032, the Olympics being viewed as the Pacific Olympics, because they're on the doorstep for the first time since Sydney in 2000. Building towards that, though, would you, for example, see Fiji bidding for a future Pacific Games? 2027 goes to Tahiti, but what about 2031? Could you have a Pacific Games the year before the Olympics? It would be the perfect build-up.
It would be absolutely perfect. It's something that we are looking at. We are actually having discussions with the Prime Minister and the Sports Minister and the Permanent Secretary for Sports. It's an absolute desire to have the 2031 Pacific Games in Fiji. Absolutely. But we're not at that stage. We need to agree collectively that we can have it, that our facilities will be ready, the sports that we can have. So what we're going to do is we're going to most definitely plug it into our pathway. Then we need to come together, and then you will see something perhaps come out during the Pacific Games in November, because that's really where you have an expression of interest. But I don't believe the calls for a submission will happen until early next year. First quarter next year, I think, is when they're going to open up the submissions. And I think we'll be in a better position to actually say, we're going to do this. But in terms of a build-up and the pathway to 32, it would be the perfect step to get there.
So Fiji 2031, possibly to host the Pacific Games. It's certainly the wish of Vanessa Kilner there, Chief Executive of FASANOC, the Fiji Association of Sports and National Olympic Committee. Incidentally, she was the race director and venue manager for the VAR event at the 2003 Pacific Games when they were last held in Fiji in Suva.